It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The U.S. Senate is scheduled to hold a cloture vote this morning to close debate on the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. While this is not the confirmation vote itself, it will be a key indicator of whether Republicans have the necessary votes to approve Judge Kavanaugh. Stay tuned for special coverage starting at 8:30 this morning on the Ideas Network. Right now, we talk voting. According to state records, in 2004, about 12% of voters did not stand in line on Election Day. Instead, they voted absentee. In the last presidential election, more than 25% of Wisconsin voters used absentee ballots. As more people opt to cast their votes early, our guest says there's a real potential that one-third of Wisconsin voters could use absentee ballots in the 2020 presidential election. Steve Walters is senior producer at Wisconsin Eye and the former Madison bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He recently wrote a piece for Urban Milwaukee titled The Rise of Absentee Ballots. Steve, welcome to the morning show.
John, thanks very much. Thanks for having me on.
So how do we know that more voters prefer to cast absentee ballots?
Well, I find it very interesting. You use a different time period. I'm going to look over 20 years. In 1996, in presidential election, 4.6% of Wisconsin voters cast absentee or early voting ballots. In the election of President Trump, 27.2. So that's a fivefold increase over 20 years. Now, there are a few reasons for this. State laws have made it easier, and now both parties have adopted vote early as really one of their major goals. So it's an absolutely fascinating trend. And Professor Barry Burton of the UW-Madison Political Science, who really specializes in this, says, yes, as you alluded to, we're on track, one-third or more of votes for president in 2020, absentee or early.
So what's different about absentee voting in presidential years when you compare them to other elections?
Well, let's just look at some stats. When you voted for a governor in 2014, 15% were cast early or absentee. And as I said, in the vote for president, you had an additional 12 percentage points. So there is greater participation in presidential elections by absentee ballot, though voters choosing early to vote early.
And so what factors play into a voter's decision to go the absentee ballot route, to vote early?
Well, I remember standing in line in the June 2012 recall. It was a rather long line. Sometimes you want to avoid the lines. As Wisconsin ages, people make lifestyle choices to avoid, for whatever, the November weather. They just make lifestyle decisions to either seek an absentee ballot by mail or stop in at the clerk to get one or turn it back into the clerk. It's kind of a lifestyle. And as I said, it's been eased and made easier by several changes in state law. And now both parties have adopted it as a central theme of their get out the vote drives.
And I think it's important to note that voters don't need a reason or an excuse to vote absentee. How easy is it?
Oh, it's very easy. In fact, a press release yesterday from the State Elections Commission suggested that voters can go to, here's the website, and it's a state website. I was on it earlier, and it's very, very good. myvote.wi.gov, and then you go to vote absentee. And the first thing you will be asked, are you a registered voter? So this is a way that you can seek a absentee ballot by mail. So it's very, very easy. But now I want to come back. It used to be that you would have to swear that you were physically unable to go to your local precinct, your local polling place, or that you would be out of town. And this is just, as you said, you're very correct. You no longer have to reason. You no longer have to have a reason to vote absentee or early in Wisconsin.
Steve Walters is senior producer at Wisconsin Eye, and he recently wrote about the rise of absentee ballots. So how does the absentee ballot trend in Wisconsin fit with what's happening across the country?
I'm going to quote Barry Burton, who I respect, and he says, actually, Wisconsin is behind in terms of presidential elections by voting by early or absentee. The national figure in the 2016 election for president was 40%, and again, ours was 27.2, so we're running about 13 percentage points below. We are lagging the national average for voting absentee.
Who's casting these absentee ballots? Are there more Republicans than Democrats, more Democrats than Republicans, or do we even know?
I asked Professor Burton that, and he gave me a pretty, very interesting example. In the 2016 election, the village of Plover in Portage County voted overwhelmingly for President Trump, and 68% of the votes in the village of Porter were cast absentee. They lead the state. It's a rather amazing stat. But in heavily Democratic counties like Dane and Milwaukee, you're seeing an emphasis on absentee voting and even absentee voting on the weekends before the election.
And, of course, traditionally a lot of long lines in some of the major metropolitan areas in Wisconsin because there's just that many people who are voting. So that makes a certain amount of sense that way. How does Wisconsin's voter ID law play into absentee voting?
Well, you have to affirm that you meet all the qualifications. But after I did this column, I got a very informative email from Karen McKim of Wisconsin Election Integrity, who said, "Thank you for the column, but you should also point out that there is some potential risk to voting absentee. You run the risk of rejected ballots." And I'm quoting Karen McKim, "Voters who go to the polling place on election day face no risk of having their ballots rejected. That's not the case if you vote absentee or by mail. There's a risk of unreadable ballots. And some ballots can be mishandled. And according to Ms. McKim, 5 dozen Dane County absentee ballots were not counted in the 2016 presidential election." That's the information I got from her. "Finally, if you vote absentee by mail, well, Do you trust what's been called snail mail to get that ballot to your local clerk?" So there is another side to voting absentee that the Wisconsin Election Integrity, which has its own informative website, stories that more information at that site.
What I guess some people might be wondering is, why can't we submit these absentee ballots electronically?
Well, that's been discussed. We just haven't crossed that barrier yet. I'm just so struck. Oregon, all voters in the state of Oregon vote by mail, but I really should have done more research on online voting, and that's an issue for the future, of course. Now, yesterday, the Elections Commission in its press release said, beware of those groups. They can be partisan. They can be third-party groups that want you to submit an absentee ballot because, according to yesterday's Election Commission release, one voter in the village of Oregon in Dane County got a mailer for another voter with a similar name who lives in the village of Prairie du Sac in Sauk County and instructions to send it to the wrong clerk. So the Elections Commission, when you open your mailbox and get a notice, here's how you vote absentee, be sure your name is right, your address is right, and be doubly sure that the absentee ballot would be returned to your local clerk.
I don't know what the Latin is for voter beware, but caveat emptor clearly applies here.
You're right, John.
We're out of time for this discussion, but thank you so much, Steve, for being part of this and for giving us some solid information. Appreciate your time.
Fascinating trend, John. Thanks for asking me.
Steve Walters is senior producer at Wisconsin Eye and the former Madison bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He recently wrote a piece for Urban Milwaukee titled "The Rise of Absentee Ballots." Coming up next, a conversation about this year's apple crop in Wisconsin. Plus, a cloture vote is scheduled this morning in the U.S. Senate to close debate on the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. While this is not the confirmation vote itself, it will be a key indicator of whether the Republicans have the votes to approve Judge Kavanaugh. Special coverage of this vote will begin here on the Ideas Network starting at 8:30 this morning. I'm John Munson. You're listening to The Morning Show.